Miro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
Hey, this is, you know what? This is a different type of combo, but it's interesting. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. And we got an email from a gentleman. He didn't want us to give his name, and you're going to understand why in a second. Did I say you're listening to Hot 96.9? If not, you listen to Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. Hello, good morning. So he emailed us, and he said that last night, I'm going to cut down what he sent us. He said they have a family email in his family, mm-hmm. and an email went out saying that basically his grandfather, who's, you know, I know he's older, but he's, you know, he's like, he's otherwise like a vibrant, active grandfather. But he went to a physical and the doctor found out that he only has about 2 weeks to a month to live.
Oh, my God.
Which is crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
But he didn't tell the grandfather. Mm-hmm. And now everybody in the family is being instructed not to mention it to the grandfather. And
what?
And so he's like a little bit confused if he should say something or if he shouldn't say something. Like, because his whole thing is like, I think I'd want to know, and I think he deserves to know.
Nah, he shouldn't say nothing.
So that's his question.
Wait.
No.
You're saying no too, Wiggy?
Yeah, he shouldn't say nothing. Because if you tell somebody, I don't care, you know, if you're 110 years old, or you're 10 years old. If you tell them you got a month to live, they're instantly going to change. Let this guy enjoy his life every day, and then ultimately you enjoy those last, you know, days with him. But don't tell him that.
I don't like the idea of telling somebody what they should do in the situation. I don't want that responsibility. But I would want to know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there might be things I want to say to certain people, maybe mend some fences with people,
yeah.
maybe get things in order, maybe change a will. Like, you never know. If you have that little amount of time, I would want to make sure I did everything that I wanted to while I was here.
Plus, don't you just think it's the right thing to do? Like, if you literally have someone else's life in your hand, and they, don't you think they have a right to know that information? I just feel like holding on to something like that is wrong.
You do?
Yes.
I gotta agree. I agree with Wiggy, and this is why, because it's different. Every situation is different, but if you're talking about, I'm looking at it, if I'm an older gentleman, right? I'm older, mm-hmm. I'm a grandfather and stuff, mm-hmm. and if none of us knows, that's different. But if my family knows and they decide to keep it from me, I'm guessing that now they're going to come visit me for their last moments, right. and be happy. And it's going to be a different type of happy than if I know it's the last time I'm going to see them.
Right.
That's a happy, sad happy. Right. As opposed to them, just them being like, Dad, how are you? Or the grandkids, Grandpa, how are you? I don't know if I'd want to know.
Tell me
right before I'm going to go.
But it's not... It's your life. You should be able to, you know, do what you want to do in your last.
But what if he says
right now I'm living my best life?
Right, but what if
I've got time for it?
You're saying he has the right to know. What if he says, "Damn, I didn't want to know that. Y'all should have kept that a secret." Doesn't he have the right not to know?
Then just go psych.
No, I mean, at least we gave him the option.
No, you're not. You didn't give him the option. You're basically, if you tell him, that's not giving him the option.
No, what I'm saying is we gave him the information and then he can decide what he would want to do with it. Like, at least then we would know. We'll never know if this is the case. You're not giving him any option or input whatsoever if you withhold this information.
Wait a second. You give it. If you tell him, that's no option.
At least you're telling him, so then he can react the way he wants to react. Without giving him the information, he's got nothing.
But he still can live his best life, thinking that, like, okay, every day's, you know, he's an older guy, so he knows that, hey, listen, the upper room ain't too far away. So I'm living my life. If he knows it now, his life is going to go completely to ish because he's going to think about it every day.
I've heard of older people who, like, on their deathbeds or whatever, you've had conversations with people and it's helped the people you've left behind. So I think you should be allowed to do that.
And not only that, you guys are talking about he's living his best life. How many like 80, 90 year old people that you know are out there living their best life every single day?
I'm
Don't you
be
think
like
if
that.
They knew they were going to pass in a couple weeks that their attitude might change a little
I
bit?
I mean, at that age, you probably should be like assuming that you're going to pass in a couple weeks anyway.
I don't mean that like, well, I mean, you what know, you say. I didn't say that you know that you're closer that you're closer to
you
the
don't
end
tell
than you are
me
to the beginning.
I'm haunting you from
but
the afterlife.
I don't get
that's it. Right
how does
there.
His life change, Melissa? If he's now 90 years old and he knows, like, oh, guess what? I got a month to live.
You guys are acting like you guys are acting like this dude's having a party every time you go into his house. Like, no, the dude's probably sitting there immobile, probably crabby, like a curmudgeon, and like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's not
living
the grandmother
his best
from Coco.
Life. Okay, like, no, listen.
Oh God, I love that.
I just want to apologize right now because I know we didn't help you, sir. I think whatever choice you make is the right one.
Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy,
the Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.